whatever you do to make them not work, we certainly would appreciate that. Councilman Member Clay, would you please lead us in the... Thank you. Could we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Fonzie?
Here.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem O'Malley?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Here.
All present.
Thank you. And could I have an approval of the agenda, please?
So move approval.
Roll call, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear who
I
was...
I didn't get a second. Second. I was too quick there.
Second.
Okay. Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem O'Malley?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes. Thank you.
Motion passes.
This being the night that we change who the mayor is, one of the last things that I wanted to do as the sitting mayor was to recognize Sue Warren. Sue, if you would come up to the podium. We have a proclamation here that has been signed by all of the city councils, and I normally don't read them all, but in this case, I would like to read Sue's because of all the absolutely fabulous things that you do for our city and some of the citizens. Whereas the benefits of preventing and overcoming substance abuse disorders are significant and valuable to individuals, families, and the community at large, and whereas people in recovery achieve healthy lifestyles both physically and emotionally and contribute in positive ways to their communities, and whereas alcohol and drug problems are not just individual problems but are rooted in the society and the community from which they arise, and where there is a lack of rehabilitation sources in San Luis Obispo County and the need is ever present, and whereas North County Connection is a local nonprofit community resource center with dedicated volunteer resources which provide vital services for the entire community for little or no cost to the individual and is committed to community education and awareness, prevention strategies, and facilitating ongoing anonymous support for those recovering from alcohol and other drug-related problems. And whereas North County Connection has been serving the community of Atascadero and surrounding areas since August 23rd of 1989, of Atascadero has been actively working with North County Connection Director Sue Warren to create a plan to purchase the property at 8600 Atascadero Avenue in order to preserve the operation at this location, which will also help to ensure long-term financial sustainability for North County Connection, their program, and their presence in our community. And whereas the Atascadero City Council supports the mission and goals of North County Connection and commends Director Sue Warren for her tireless efforts on behalf of individuals in recovery and in bringing these important issues to the attention of the community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Atascadero does hereby commend North County Connection and Director Sue Warren for advocacy on behalf of individuals in recovery and looks forward to seeing these important services continue in the future. Sue, thank you so much for what you do for our community, and it's much, much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Next on the agenda is the consent calendar. All items on the consent calendar are considered to be routine and non-controversial by city staff and will be approved by one motion if no member of the council or public wishes to comment or ask questions. Before that, as we approve this, this will end Councilman Clay's position on the city council. And Jerry, before we approve this, is there anything that you would like to say?
When I step down, I'd like to go to the podium, and I have a few words I'd like to
say. Mayor Kelly.
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thank you. Do we go to community forum, or do we change first? Okay. Next is the community forum. Anyone that wishes to say anything to the city council, not pertaining to anything that's on the agenda, is welcome to come before the podium, and you have 3 minutes to make your speech.
First, I'd like to say it's a blessing to be here. I'd like for you to bow your head and give respects unto God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for another golden opportunity of being able to assemble ourselves here at this appointed place to do things in order that you may be proud of us. We do love you. We realize we cannot make it without you. Help all of our leaders of this city to be spiritual-minded, willing to do what is right, regardless of what the price. Guide us and protect us. Help us to become strong followers, men and women, that we might learn to love one another and do your will. These blessings rest all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. First off, I'd like to thank my father and mother for coming here. Damn, this is going to be a little tough. I'm sorry. In 1940, I was 6 years old, and they came out from Des Moines, Iowa, and somehow settled in Atascadero, and it's been a beautiful thing. At age 15, I seen a lot of my heroes graduate from high school, and I never seen them again. So at age 15, I made up my mind that if I couldn't make it here, I wasn't going anywhere. And I also lived out 2 miles out of town, and I envied kids that had big families, and so I made up my mind I was going to have a big family, and I did. I'm sorry, but I had 6 children, and luckily I married a lady that loved children, my wife Vivian, and we went through the whole thing, the FFA and the baseball and, the high school sports, and it was a wonderful time in our life. In 1988, I got involved in politics with Roy Hanley's help, we got our money back from Orange County. The economy got better, and we were able to pay the sewer fund back. And we hired Wade McKinney, and Wade encouraged us to put money away in the good times for the bad times. And definitely, we got some bad times right now, and we're fortunate that we do have reserves that Wade insisted that we put away. Let's see. Okay. Serving as mayor of my community was one of the highlights of my whole time in Atascadero, and being inducted into the Greyhound Hall of Fame was also a highlight for me for my high school. As I drove around the last couple days, a lot of things that weren't here when I was elected 16 years ago, like Home Depot, the Carlton was refurbished, the community center is a beautiful facility and is being improved on all the time. Our Rite Aid is a nice addition. The Galaxy Theater, my goodness, what a great addition that was. I couldn't find a place to park hardly. The improvements we made in the Sunken Gardens was outstanding. And then we had some beautiful housing projects like the Lakes and Apple Valley. that everybody could enjoy. And I'm going to turn the page, folks, I think. Of course, Atascadero has to recognize our world-class freedom of Face of Freedom's Veterans Memorial. I want to give a shout out to the veterans that really made this a good thing. It started. I remember Tom and I were involved, and we put up a little seed money, and myself and Tom and Leroy Dodge, and we got our first committee going. And the way the veterans took over and just made this a world-class facility is amazing. And everybody in Atascadero has to be proud of it. And people like Bill Hatch, Tim Haley, Chuck Ward, and Al Fonzie, and many, many other veterans did such a marvelous job on the Faces of Freedom, and it's just an outstanding facility. Brady and our little energy bunny Jim Lewis is leaving us, and also Jeff English, who was a person that did everything. I particularly like what's happening with police and fire. Fire with their disaster response trailer, the lives that they've saved just in the last 3 or 4 years that I know of, and the police are giving back. They're having a golf tournament now. They're giving them back to our children in the way of scholarships, and they're talking about a police league, and they're really working hard on this heroin problem that we have in Atascadero, and we got to face up to it, folks, and we got to whip it. And I appreciate what the police are doing. I appreciate what Don Clickard and his bunch are doing too, the Lighthouse. So give them the support that they deserve. There are three city employees that stand out in my mind that represent what our city employees really do. And it's Billy Rainwater and Scott Simons and Mark Russo. I've passed those guys 100 times, and I've never seen them leaning on the pickup. I've never seen them leaning on the shovel. They're raking. They're working. No coffee breaks. These guys are just do a great job, and I want to recognize them here tonight. And we'll turn the page and see what else I got here. Oh, dear. I love to see young adults from our high school be successful in our community and be successful in our city. And I'm to name a few: Matt Miranda, Bob Joslin, Kurt Stone, Billy Rainwater, Scott Simons, and of course Tom O'Malley and Roberta Fonzie are also. I want to recognize them because they're from our school. My concerns are that there's been a lot of talk about this, the fiscal cliff that the nation's going over. I'm concerned about Atascadero going over the fiscal cliff. We're eating up our reserves. I don't know, we got 3 or 4 years left, and it's very important that the development at Del Rio somehow gets done, because that will make us whole. And it bothers me that with 500 jobs, property and sales tax, money for the city, of course, and shopping for our citizens has been prolonged by this group that just seems to want Walmart to go in for allowing me to be on the council for so many years. My wife is probably one of the nice, compassionate person in the Atascadero, and here we go again. Every year I encourage people to visit shut-ins, and she wanted to make sure that I did this year, because this may be my last shot, folks. So if you know somebody, a family member, or maybe a neighbor that's a shut-in or it's in a convalescent home, please take the time during Christmas to visit them. It's very important, and many of them never see anybody hardly. But anyway, I just want to thank everybody. It's been a good trip. I would have like to stay around, or still would like to stay around to see Walmart being built and the centennial and stuff, but that's solely up to you folks there. So thanks to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. As usual, I forget some. My family here, Maureen, come down from Lompoc, Santa Barbara, and Joel's here, and Jeremy, and Joelle, and their girlfriends and boyfriends, which I can't remember their names. I'm sorry. But I want to thank you for being here. It's important to me. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to take an opportunity, Ray Johnson, Tascadero, just to thank all of you who run for city council. I remember sitting where Bob sits now back many years ago. The lady says, it's no big deal. I'm on the PTA board. Let me tell you, these folks back here, it's a big deal. They could have business cards that say meetings are us, committees, all kinds of hard work, tons of paperwork to go through, and to see you people repeat year after year, thank you. Jerry, we served together last century. I mean, you've hung in there a long, long while, and I think those of us who have been there understand what that takes. And thank you so much for your steady hand on the tiller and all the years that you've been there. And for Tom, first elected mayor, wow. Most of us say he's our head cheerleader because he loves to cheer for Tascadero. But for all of you, and Brian, you're midterm, but you still do the hard work.
We've had some mixed votes. We've had people that had us wave our hand like a bunch of fools. And, you know, it's really good. You guys have teamed up together, and you really make us all proud to live in Atascadero. Congratulations to the new council, Mayor Tom, and everything. And I think by all you guys sticking together like you have, the whole city sticking together, we'll get through this whole thing. We'll beat these people on the Walmart suit. We'll get our Walmart. We'll get our people back to work. We'll get some of our homeless people back into homes, back into jobs. But anyway, thank you very much from a citizen that's proud to live here. Thank you.
Hello, council and audience. My name is Pastor Steve Shively. I'm at Refuge Church over on Portola Road. And since Jerry went like 10 minutes, I think I'll take that time, too, to preach a little sermon. I won't do that. But I've been the pastor at Refuge Church for about 15 years, and I think I'd been there as the senior pastor for about 3 months, and it was around this time of the year we were going door-to-door handing out the Jesus video. And I already knew Tom, Mayor O'Malley. I call him Tom. But I'd already known him from past things, and I remember we went to his door because they live not too far from the church, and we talked and things, and it wasn't too long after that they started attending our fellowship. And so for about the last, 12 to 13, 14 years, it all becomes a blur. I've had the honor and privilege to be Mayor O'Malley's pastor. And over that time, because I think it wasn't too long after that that you got on the planning commission and then it ran for council, three times, and have been the mayor a few times. There's been a lot of times when I've gotten phone calls, some in the evening, some in the morning, in the afternoon. Hey, will you pray for me? And will you pray for us? And I that's always been a blessing to me because, you know, it takes a humble heart to ask for prayer, especially when your pastor is like way younger than you. But we've prayed and we've talked, and it's just been neat to have that privilege and to see, you know, God's hand be upon you and. Has been voiced on our community and so forth. And so right after Tom got elected mayor, he called me and said, or I think it was at church that Sunday, I want to make sure you come out on that night and you pray. And then he called me yesterday and reminded me. I praise you tonight as well. And we do thank you for the blessing and privilege of just where we live and the good things that you give to us, Lord. We just thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us on the cross and your love for us and the salvation is found in you, and you're calling all to yourself. And Lord, I thank you for God, for Mayor O'Malley, and I thank you, Lord, for our council. And I just want to pray your blessing on them, Lord, even as they start into these new terms, Lord, that you will give them wisdom from above, that your hand would be upon them, Lord, that they could serve all the citizens of this community, God, and do it well. And I know that's their desire. So we want to call out to you and ask for your aid and ask for your help. Lord, knowing you hear our prayers, knowing if we ask for wisdom, you'll give it. If we ask for strength, you want to give it. So just bless, again, our community and bless our council and our mayor. And I just ask these things tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Al Fonzi. I live in Atascadero. First, I want to thank Councilman Clay for his long and distinguished service and to bring to attention of the public, if they've forgotten, the last summer we had a really interesting event on the 4th of July. We had a family 4th of July in the park. We had 2,000-plus people go to our zoo and go to that event. It was a family-friendly event. That happened because of Councilman Clay. It was his passion and his drive and cracking the whip on those of us who were volunteering for that to make it happen, and hopefully it will happen again. So thank you, Councilman Clay, for your service. I came tonight to talk to the council. I want to enter something in the record. I have something for each of you. This last Sunday, the Tribune chose to use its editorial pages to basically slam this city. And I'd like to point out that 10 years ago, we had two travel writers, female travel writers from L.A. Times come to Atascadero, stayed at the Carlton overnight, and then asked the staff in the morning where they'd go for breakfast. The staff said, you can go to Hoover's down the street. They thought they meant Hooters, so they went to San Luis and ate in the apple farm. And then they proceeded to write a full-page ad describing Atascadero as a dingy little town with mattress stores. We don't need that kind of publicity. It's bad publicity. In the Sunday edition, this article came out. Basically, Atascadero hits new low with store by Jotopia. Basically slams the city, and he names about 10 different businesses in this community, from Kmart to the Christian Thrift Store, Goodwill, Designer's Outlet, Food for Less, Big Lots, Grocery Outlets, Dollar Tree, basically decrying the fact that we're finally going to fill another empty storefront with another discount store. And you can have your line in the park to honoring our veterans, which they don't do in San Luis Obispo, to doing a lot of good things for the people in this community, and they're coming together as a community to have them use their editorial pages or printing articles like this to just slam the whole city and just tear all of us down. I would suggest the council consider directing that no city money be spent on legal advertising in the Tribune. There are lots of other venues to use, and until they apologize and change their policy, please don't waste your money on that venue. And please look at the article. Thank you.
Good evening, council members. Congratulations to ex-councilman Jerry Clay. He has done a good job. He's served our community well. But I want to compliment the council for their service in the past few years. And I want to compliment the community for deciding to have an elected mayor, which has become very important within this community. The mayor serves with other mayors within the county. They help divide up the money with the Council of Governments. When I was sitting in that position, it was just maybe the mayors got together to make appointments. And this is very important that we have a elected representative, and he'll be there for 2 years, so he doesn't have to ask where's the key to the restroom. He'll know by the second year. So good luck to you, Tom. Congratulations on the council, and congratulations to the community for putting a good council before us to do our business. Thank you.
Good evening, Dennis Schmidt, 8675 Santa Rosa Road. I'd also like to kind of repeat what's being said about the council and the wonderful things that are being done and all the hard work that you do. And I also want to thank Jerry Clay. Jerry has been a very, very hard worker and been very integral in a lot of the achievements that this community has made and the strides that have been taken over the last 14, 15 years. And I would also like to encourage you to consider keeping Jerry on as city council for the next 2 years to replace Mr. O'Malley's seat, Mayor O'Malley's seat. Jerry is obviously a wealth of knowledge because he's lived here all his life, and I think that that experience in itself would be helpful getting through these last hurdles that we have on some of the projects that are going through the community. So I would please.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, Karen Sturdivant, Vice President of Main Street. First of all, I, like everyone else, would like to thank Jerry Clay for the many, many years of service. Jerry, you are a wonderful example to the rest of us. You make us look lazy. So I feel like I need to do a lot more. I would like to just give a brief report. Main Street had its art and wine tour. It was a wonderful success despite weather. And we had the big storm. And then we want to thank you for the tree lighting ceremony. We were joining you out there for the city tree lighting ceremony. And then, of course, Winter Wonderland. We had all of our snow, and the kids seemed to really enjoy themselves. So Main Street will be kind of gathering together and doing some internal business until February 9th, when we will again have another event for your enjoyment, which is Sweetheart Stroll. So if there's any community members who'd like to help join us in preparing our Sweetheart Stroll on September 9th, or just come and join us. Our Sweetheart Stroll event is a Saturday afternoon instead of an evening event. So grab your sweetheart, come out. We'll have wineries. I'll be announcing more as we get a little bit closer, but it is a lovely event. So come out and join us. If anybody has any questions, I'm at Rabobank here in Atascadero, or let me know in any other way, or Larry Weissong is also the president. Thank you.
Susan Warren, North County Connection, and thank you very much for my honor tonight. But there's some other folks here that I wanted to bring in, and something Jerry didn't mention tonight that he was very involved in, as was Jeff English and Brady Cherry, and that was the development of the youth center and community center in the skate park. And we started I don't even know how many years ago, probably 15 years ago, and it started with a letter from a teenager to the Atascadero News saying there was nothing to do. And between that and the red light roundup and all of our skateboarders finding themselves in that, Jerry came to us with a whole group of people, and Barbie was another, Boots was another part of that group, and we put a lot of time and effort over the years, and Jerry and Barbie and Brady and Jeff really spearheaded that. We got the skate park done first, and we all know how it turned out with the community center. So I just wanted to remind Jerry that there's actually buildings here that he really helped put together. Thank you.
To really get into the meat and guts of the workings of the city. And this city is like a very complicated corporation. And I want to tell you, the corporation under this board and this city council is well run, and we all have been well served. And no one, I think, has served us better than Jerry Clay. I work with Jerry Clay almost from the first day I landed here, and Jerry keeps referring to it. I landed out of the sky somewhere and plopped down here, but Jerry and I worked very closely on the Veterans Memorial. It was a wonderful, wonderful, very great project. However, there was one project that Jerry miserably failed on. He was my campaign manager when I ran for city council 2 years ago, and Jerry, we both got our butts kicked, all right? And I'll tell you, I don't mind getting my butt kicked by a guy who really has done a wonderful job. He was a very close friend of mine. In fact, when I announced that I was going to run for city council, next day, Brian is in my living room asking me to sign his petition to run for city council. And I had two guests there. And they said, Chuck, do you want us to sign? I said, absolutely. And if I wasn't running, I would have voted 3 or 4 times for you, Brian. You've done a great job. Finally, commenting on Jerry, Jerry is the institutional memory of our city council. And a great percentage of people in the city are senior citizens who I think need to be continually represented by someone that has that institutional memory. That's the person that every now and then says, you know, I remember back when we did that and we screwed up terribly because we should have done this, instead we did that. Or we did it right, and by golly, we ought to make sure we do it right again. So, if I was sitting up there with you, which I'm not, and I had an opportunity to say, who should fulfill Tom's last 2 years of city council, I would say don't miss an opportunity to have this great citizen and wonderful city council member sit up there again for another 2 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers? full experience. I have to thank my wife, who I've been married to for 32 years, for putting up with all of the time that we actually really put in. I don't think a lot of you realize how much time we do put in, sometimes 3, 4, 5 meetings a day, being subject to some of the negative responses that we get through the city. And actually, she endorsed me to run for another 4 years, which I that was the clearinghouse that I had to go through, and I think maybe we all do that. And I just want to thank you, Jerry. You know, I served on the Planning Commission, I think, for 7 going on 8 years. And here on the City Council for 4 years, I considered you my mentor, I think, when we had a change of the way we appointed planning commissioners, that you did appoint me to the Planning Commission. And I know I always could go to you and got a straight answer. There was no wishy-washy when you got a comment back from Jerry Clay. And it's been a real pleasure working with you. And depending on where the City Council goes this evening, filling Tom's position, if the opportunity arises, I would hope that you would throw your hat or your name into the hat and consider serving us for another 2 years. I think your experience is just incredible. And I think we do have a little hard road ahead of us with some financial challenges and what have you. And I certainly would like to see you on board for the centennial celebration. I think your name needs to be on the plaque of the Rotunda building when it gets finished, because you were a very important part of the community to get that done. And hopefully take one of those gold shovels someday and put it in the ground while Walmart gets approved. So I hope you'll stay on board with us. And I just want to thank the community for supporting me as the mayor. I look forward to working with Tom, and I just want to thank you all again. And at that time, I guess we'll take a break, and we'll have the oath of office. Thank you.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
That I bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office.
For which I am about to enter.
Thank you. Well, I'm always enthusiastic about a Atascadero, and I couldn't be more thankful to serve as the first elected mayor in my hometown in time for our centennial. Now, for any of you that are tired of hearing about Jerry Clay, I got bad news for you. We have put together quite a few comments regarding his life, and we have a few slides to show. I'm going to have to take off my glasses, and if I tear up like Councilman Clay, it's really because I can't see with my glasses off, but I can see better to read what I need to read, which we've all contributed to. Jerry Clay is a true homegrown, hometown sort of guy. He was raised right here in Atascadero in a home on Sycamore Avenue purchased by his parents in 1940. Jerry recalls his childhood where downtown Atascadero was his playground that was enjoyed by him as well as his children. He said he rode his horse Silver through the town until age 16 when he bought his first automobile. Jerry attended our local schools, including Atascadero High School and Cuesta College. In 1954, he married his wife, Vivian, who is from San Luis Obispo. They raised 6 children: Jerry Ann, Jerry II, or Junior, Daniel, Chris, Maureen, and Joel, in the Clay family home. Jerry says he can't drive past a corner in Atascadero that doesn't bring back a memory. Jerry worked for many years at the Paso Robles School for Boys as a senior youth counselor. After his retirement, he had a successful career in local real estate. In addition to holding the titles of farmer, youth counselor, and realtor, Jerry has given over 50 years of local community service. Those that know him best know that Jerry's true and lifelong passion is volunteerism. Jerry started his lifelong love of sports as a bat boy for the Atascadero A's at the age of 7. As an adult, he is credited with starting the Atascadero Youth Basketball and Babe Ruth Baseball programs, was an Atascadero Youth Athletics board member for 8 years, and the Atascadero High School Booster President. He was recently quoted in the local paper as saying that the secret to good coaching is to practice more than anyone else and to keep an open mind. Recently, Jerry stated that seeing people he's coached, coaching, and seeing the facilities he's helped to build being used, that's what it is all about. Jerry and his wife, Vivian, were community 4-H leaders for 21 years in Atascadero. Jerry worked the junior livestock auction at the Mid-State Fair for over 50 years. He continues to volunteer his auctioneering talent to various organizations and is still very involved with 4-H and FFA with his grandchildren. Jerry served as the local Farm Bureau president during the 1960s. He has been a member of Kiwanis for many years and was recognized for his service to this organization with the prestigious Dunlap Award. Jerry has well and faithfully served the city of Atascadero on the city council for 16 years. When Jerry joined the council in 1996, he brought his strong enthusiasm for youth programs along with him. As a council member, Jerry has consistently championed numerous city youth programs as well as the Colony Park Youth Center. In addition, Jerry was one of the original members of the Faces of Freedom Memorial Committee and was instrumental in bringing the 4th of July celebration back to the lake last summer and served the city as mayor in 2002 to 2003 and rode proudly in the Colony Days Parade as Grand Marshal in 2004. Jerry and Vivian have been married 58 years and have 6 children, 10 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Jerry and Vivian still live at the Clay Family Colony Farm purchased by his parents, where, along with Jerry and his children, untold generations of little 4-H piglets have been born and raised. Jerry, we sincerely thank you for your lifetime of service to our community of Atascadero. If you could join me again. And I'd like ex-Councilman Clay to come forward one more time and the council to join on the front of the dais.
We'll make this presentation. Let's go right up in the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
You got it. One.
I think it's in order to thank everybody again. That was very nice. I don't know who put that together, but that was very nice. And one time a guy asked me, I bet you get tired of this stuff. And I thought, where in the heck is he coming from? I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying it. So anyway, hopefully I can keep moving and, keep doing some nice things for the community. And thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is City Council reorganization. We are going to have two things to consider. One, we will be replacing myself with the 2 years remaining in our council, and then after that we'll be selecting a mayor pro tem. First, we're going to have a presentation by our staff to let us know what the options are for the council. Then we'll have some council questions, if any. We'll go to public comment. We'll bring it back to council for deliberation or a decision. Thank you. Ms. City Clerk.
Thank you, Mary O'Malley. As a result of, as you said, Mayor O'Malley being elected to the elected mayor, that leaves a vacancy because he was midterm on his council seat, and that was expires in December 2014. So the state law requires that the city council either appoint somebody to fill that vacancy or call for a special election. You have to do one or the other within 60 days. Used to be 30 days for people who remember that, but it has been changed to 60 days by state law. There's a variety of options, too. You're pretty much open. There isn't any specific list of ways that you can appoint somebody. You can just nominate someone that you know that you would like to be on there, and if you get a majority of the council to vote in that direction, then that would be the new council member. You can ask me to solicit names of interested people and come back to you with that list, and then you can pick from that. You can interview people. There's a variety of things that you can do, and that would be something that you case that would come out to either June 4th or November 5th of next year would be when that election would have to take place. And of course, as my report explains, we would have to do a standalone election. It would not be something that the council, the county would do for us, so it would be very, very expensive for us to do that, like well over $100,000 actually is what I've been given estimates from a consulting firm and from the county. So as when I talk about appointing someone tonight, as I mentioned before, you can just nominate someone or pick from a list if you later on pick a list and want to do that. Either way, when you do, if you nominate somebody, traditionally what I have done here in the past is I ask for a motion and then ask for a second. State law or our municipal code, there isn't anything in writing that says that you have to do it that way, but that is traditionally how I've done it for the last 16 years, and the city clerk before me also did. But there is no law that says you have to do it that way. So if you decide you have some other alternative method, if you agree on that, we would do it that way. So I just want to let you know that that's standard how I would do it if you don't tell me to do it any way different. So my recommendations to you were those choices. You can nominate someone tonight. You can direct me to come back after you direct me with some process you'd like me to come back with. We would do that. Or I would come back with a resolution if you told me to that you wanted to call for an election. Those were my three recommendations to you that you would choose from. That concludes my report. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Thank you. I'll now entertain any questions by council for the city clerk. No questions. We'll open up to the public. You are free to speak to us on any one of the three options we have or offer your suggestions on even potential candidates to be nominated or moved to fill the vacancy. Welcome, Councilman Clay.
Well, thank you, Tom. Definitely, we don't want to spend the money for a special election. And, you know, I know there's a lot of politics involved, but if you're looking for a good old boy that's, you know, have some experience, 16 years, well, I'm available. And I know it takes three votes to make this happen. But, you know, it's the ball's in your court, and I am available. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Next speaker.
Mayor O'Malley, City Council. I think we only have one choice. I think there's nobody in this community that can do a better job than Jerry Clay.
I've been a resident of Atascadero for over 30 years, and I agree that I believe this is one of the best councils that I've seen in my time here in Atascadero. I appreciate it, and I would like to see this council stay together, particularly in light of the loss of some of the important staff members. I think continuity, consistency is good, and I think Mr. Clay has done an excellent job. He is dedicated to the city. There's no question about that. He's consistent, and in the words of the good pastor, he's willing to do what's right, regardless of the flack that he takes. So I would encourage the council to appoint Mr. Clay to fill that term, and I would encourage him to do it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Next speaker.
My name is Dave May, and I live at 13700 Morrow Road. First moved here in 1975, worked alongside Jerry Clay with the Youth Authority for a lot of years. In fact, he was my boss for a while. And when I heard about the happenings of replacing you, Mayor, I wrote this letter. It was to be a letter to the editor type of thing. When Jerry Clay told me he was not running for his old seat in the city council, I was saddened. Jerry has been an extraordinary public servant. I must state I agree with him on very few issues. But what I do know is that Jerry is one of the most honest men I have ever known. With the unimposed election of Tom O'Malley as Tascadero's mayor, the second most honest guy I know in politics, I was pretty sure Jerry would be appointed to fill out Tom's last 2 years on his council seat. It's one of those no-brainer kind of things. I was stunned to find out there might not be the case. A younger person was being considered. This, of course, would give that individual a head start in winning his or her own seat in the next election, kind of a hand-picked incumbent. This is so disrespectful, not only to Jerry, but to our citizens' voters. I just can't get my head around it. So, Mr. Kelly?
I'm Bob Wilkins, and I believe that this appointment of Jerry should come right away, and if you want me to make the motion, I will. But let's don't waste any time. We know what we have. We know his ability and his ambition, and let's have Jerry appointed. And if you have to have two people to select from, put my name in there, but don't vote for me. Please vote for Jerry.
Thank you. Welcome. Next speaker.
Hi, Heather Moreno. I live on Dolores Avenue in Atascadero, and I do agree Jerry has served our community very well, and I'm grateful for that. Still, I respectfully submit my name as consideration for City Council. I have moved to Atascadero in 2004 with my husband Mike, and it didn't take long to get involved in the community. I have served on the board of two local organizations, including president of one of those. I was appointed to the Planning Commission in 2008 by Mayor O'Malley, and served as chairperson in 2010. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting. I am a certified public accountant, and for the last 4.5 years, I have served as a contract controller for a small business manufacturer. And since the late 1990s, I've had my own business as a coach and public speaker. I realize that serving on council is far more than these Tuesday meetings and the preparation that goes into that, tall order though that is. There are city committee meetings, and there are county commissions, and there's sometimes even representing the city in front of the state, and I know that takes a lot of commitment, and that's a commitment that I'm willing and ready to make. And I would be honored for your consideration to serve with the four of you on the Atascadero City Council. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Next speaker.
Yes, Dennis Schmidt, 8675 Santa Rosa Road, and congratulations, Mr. Mayor. As I had said before, I would support the appointment of Jerry Clay tonight, the procedure itself for you guys to make the appointment tonight, and don't put it off. Go right away for it. And I'm a supporter of Jerry to be in that position. I'm also vice chair of the Planning Commission, so we have the chair and the vice chair speaking to you tonight in support of Jerry Clay. With Heather making her announcement right before I walk up, Heather is also a very, very good applicant. I had served with her on the commission, and I have a
select item number one, which is to nominate a candidate and vote to fill the city council vacancy this evening rather than to go to a special election. And also, I've given a great deal of thought to what is in the best interest of the city regarding filling Mayor O'Malley's seat on the city council. My own criteria for selecting someone to fill this vacancy is that the person needs to be philosophically in tune with the current council's goals and objectives. Further, I would also like that person to expand the diversity of the council by reaching out to an underrepresented group in the community, specifically young families and young working professionals, and preferably a woman. This person would ideally also be well-educated, have an understanding of government operations, and be personally energetic and articulate. With that said, I would like to nominate Heather Moreno. I know Heather to be compatible with the current council and its goals. Heather served as a chairperson of the City Planning Commission. She's a businesswoman, she's a CPA, and she's finishing her master's degree. And last of all, she will, as a young woman, enhance the diversity of opinion and perspectives of the council as a whole.
Is there a second to the motion?
Can I make a nomination?
Well, if we don't have a second...
I second that nomination.
We have a motion on the floor. We can have any discussion. Councilman Kelly?
I was ready to nominate Jerry. I think his experience in the community is, I don't think he can even come close to it. I know there's a tremendous learning curve to become a council person, to understand the functions of the city. It's very clear tonight that the majority of the citizens that are sitting in this room want to have Jerry Clay to continue on for the next 2 years. As I mentioned earlier, I think we have some financial challenges ahead of us, and I would appreciate Jerry's expertise in those areas to help lead the city through what I feel could be some very difficult times ahead of us. I think we owe it to Jerry. Jerry wants the position, and I think Jerry should be here on the council during the centennial celebrations and hopefully through the completion of the Walmart hearings that he's been so supportive of in the community. And basically, I think not only is he overly qualified, but we owe it to him.
Thank you.
We're not all gray hairs, but we're getting there. And if you take the median age of the city members, we're getting up there, and I do believe that the families of the community are underrepresented at this point in time. I think it's incumbent upon a city council member to raise up younger people to take our places. We are not going to all be here all that long. And so with that in mind, that was why I have put forward the nomination for Heather Moreno.
Thank okay, you. Any other council discussion?
If you don't mind.
Councilman Clay, I think you know our procedures, and we have had a lot of discussion tonight.
Well, Tom, I've been here 16 years, so could I say a couple words? You know, I hope this is not one
apparently
of the
cases. Apparently, you're going to go ahead and say a couple words. Yeah. Welcome, Councilman Clay.
Yeah. I hope this is not one of the cases that no good deed goes unpunished, and I really would like to be around for the Walmart situation and the centennial, and, you know, those things are important to me. I've been dealing with the Walmart thing since 2006, and I've been very supportive, and I think that's very important to me. Also, the centennial, you know, it would be nice to be on that situation, too. But, you know, it's up to you folks. I hope this isn't a case where people got their heads together, you know, prior to the meeting, and I hope, you know, you all have an open mind. But and I like Heather, you know. I think she's done a great job. So, anyway... Ball's in your court. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Clay. We will not. We will rarely. I'd say any time we have a former council member of 16 years who is just exiting wants to add a comment, we'll make the exception to reopen public comment in that one case. So we're not setting a precedent tonight. But thank you, Councilman Clay, and for your years of service. We have a motion on the floor. There's no further. Councilman Sturdivant.
I would like to say something because I really appreciate Jerry's passion. I really appreciate it's been an honor serving with you, Jerry. And there has been, this is very difficult for me, very difficult. I've been thinking about this, and there's been no conversations. There's been nothing at all between any of us or anything else. There's only two people that have come on my radar the last few weeks. One is Jerry, and the other is Heather. Those are the only two people that have made any mention or any desire, that willing to step up. We know Jerry's willing to step up because he's done it. We know his heart. We know his compassion and his passion for serving the community. And I tell you, that I'm really inspired by that, because that to volunteer is so energizing. I love it. And I see that in Jerry, and I share that passion with Jerry as well. The motion is nothing against or anything else. I admire you, Jerry. I feel as we go forward as a city, you're right, we have a lot of challenges. We have a lot of issues that are going to be not just a year, not just 2 years. We're talking 4, 6, 8. We're talking down the road. So the more younger people that we do, the more that are getting interested, because you know it's very difficult to find anyone that's interested. You know that. You know it's very, very hard to find people that are willing to give the time and put themselves out there where they can be ridiculed and all the things that happened to us as being out here in the open. You know what that's like, Jerry. So I that's why I put the second fourth for Heather, because she is a would be a good council member, and it would be a council member that would be not only for today but also for going forward. Thank you.
Any other comment by council? Seeing none, I'll close council comment. I will make one last comment myself. I can't even keep Jerry from speaking during a second public comment. I doubt we're going to keep you from being involved with the Centennial, or I'm sure we'll see you again on Walmart discussions, and we welcome, as we have welcomed many of our former mayors, such as we have Mayor Wilkins here tonight and Mayor Johnson. Something I learned from Jerry that is guided me through a lot of tough decisions as the decision before us tonight is to always think long term and big picture and what's best for our city in those two fronts. So I try to take a look at those things, and one thing I've learned in 10 years on city council is there's often times where I have voted against personal friends, people that I greatly respect and admire. But again, I try to always focus on long-term, big picture. What do I truly believe is best for our city and looking at our council? So I offer that comment. We have a motion on the floor. I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fonzie.
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant.
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Nothing personal, no.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
3-1, motion passes.
Thank you. And we will welcome Ms. Marino, and I believe that calls for a swearing in. And thank you, Councilman Clay.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of California,
and the Constitution of the State of California,
against all enemies, foreign and domestic,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the same,
that I take this obligation freely,
without any mental reservation,
without any mental reservation
or purpose of evasion,
and that I will well and faithfully, and that I will well and faithfully
discharge the duties of the office
for which I am about to enter.
We're welcoming Councilwoman Marino to the dais. I did want to acknowledge a couple of other elected officials we have here in the council. I'll shake her hand later. I think she'll be around for a little bit, hopefully. But I wanted to also give congratulations to two of my very good friends. We have Supervisor-elect Debbie Arnold in the audience. And my other old high school buddy, clarinet player, Councilman Steve Martin from City of Paso Robles. Thank you both for coming out tonight. And I won't pick on Steve as badly as his council picked on me when I showed up for an event at Paso recently. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is council appointment of Mayor Pro Tem. And I'll again accept nominations or motion for that position. I will also, I believe, since it is an action item, I don't know that we've traditionally opened it up for public comment, but is that something that should be done?
Yes.
So we will open it up for public comment at this time. Seeing no one step forward, we'll close public comment, bring it back to the council, and I will entertain any discussion. Oh. Well, any other public comment regarding the Mayor Pro Tem appointment? I see someone approaching. Welcome, Sue.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Sue Warren with North County Connection. And in light of the things that are happening throughout our county right now with the homeless situation and all the different, we're trying to regionalize the resources and everything that's happening with all the county committees and things, and also the integration of the behavioral health into primary care by January 1 of 14. I would like to see Bob continue with that as the mayor pro tem. I think he's carried a lot of weight within the county and has helped to create a lot of change in the way that these services are being provided. And I think that we're starting to see these services being provided in the North County, which they have not been before, at least not without just our volunteer staff, and I'd hate to see the lose that continuity right now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any other public comment? Seeing no one approach, last chance, Jerry. Okay. Okay. We'll take that under advisement. I will close public comment, bring it back to council for further discussion or a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate Brian Sturtevant to be the mayor pro tem.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor. Is that something you would accept, Councilman Sturtevant?
Yes, I would. I'd be honored to.
Any further discussion on the motion? Then we will ask for a roll call.
Councilmember Kelly.
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie.
Yes.
Councilmember Moreno?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturtevant?
Yes.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Congratulations. Well, we'll do musical cheers one more time.
Urging the council not to attend. This is not one of your public hearings. This is an opportunity for the neighborhood to break up and meet with the developer on that project. So it will come before you early next year. You'll start seeing Eagle Ranch and officially probably in February for a decision to whether or not to proceed. On Friday, also at 1 o'clock here in the council chambers, we'll also have a special council meeting with our new promotions consultant to look at their progress on the marketing plan and hopefully give them some good direction so that at the first meeting in January they can come back with a marketing plan so that we're moving. They're already doing a lot of things, but this will help coordinate our efforts. So this Friday. As I mentioned, there's a lot of stuff going on, so on the first meeting in January, we'll begin working on strategic planning. That night, we'll talk about Eagle Ranch, economic development, affordable housing, land use, the community development sort of package of services. On Tuesday, the 22nd, the second meeting in January, we'll review the finance and labor issues, and then the end of that week, Friday and Saturday, will be our strategic planning session, beginning at 5 o'clock on Friday and then 8:30 Saturday morning. So a lot going on as we approach 2013, our centennial.
Thank you. We do not have any public hearings or management reports tonight. We'll move on to council announcements and reports. Any council announcements or reports? Jerry, what do you want to say about restaurants? One last time.
Well, I want to encourage everybody to buy local and certainly to go to our restaurants. If you go out of town, you know, and you're hungry, well, it only takes 10, 15 minutes to get back and eat. We got some great restaurants. Like I said before, we're the sushi capital of the world. And, you know, we have some outstanding Mexican restaurants and the Carlton, that just eating home, boys, and it's great. So, anyway, this will be my last restaurant report, all right?
Come back.
Hang in
any,
there.
Come back anytime for a restaurant report.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you. Many a time I've been starving in San Luis after a regional board meeting, but I'd remember she's involved on many of the homeless committees around the county. I would certainly ask him to continue with those. He's done a good job. So we hope that will keep that continuity. Councilman Kelly, would you give any report on your...
No reports.
And Councilwoman Fonzie?
No report.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Just a very quick report on the city schools, just because we are starting to get some legs on this. It's called the Education Specifications Committees. That's the ones that are going to be put together for the junior high and for the fine arts. That's where they're going to be looking at the functionality of the buildings and the grounds as compared to the actual educational criteria that has to be met. So I'm going to be on the committee for the junior high, and Mayor O'Malley is going to be on the one for the fine arts. And it's going to be a large group of people. So the process is going to be going over the next few months, going to get that going. So there's more to come on the junior high. And also the exciting thing is that the awareness is raising at the high school when it comes to the Lighthouse program. So kids are getting the message, and things are turning around. So more to come on that as well. So it's all positive, very good, and a lot of good stuff going on out there.
Thank you. And you are also our California League of Cities liaison. We do have a meeting coming up on that. Would you offer a brief report?
Sure. We have in January, there's going to be the new mayor and council members conference in Sacramento. So as far as I know, all five of us are going, which it's going to give us an opportunity to get to know each other better. There's classes and there's information for mayors, council members, when it comes to local politics, local city issues, state issues, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get over across the street to the Capitol and knock on some doors. We did that one year. We gave a flyer to everyone on every floor and let them know what Atascadero is all about and what we're up to. So we will get up there and get some information as to where we stand on a lot of issues that affect our city, and we'll continue to keep you abreast of those, and we'll keep fighting for the local control here. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll acknowledge Corey Black in the audience. He's been instrumental in helping us connect with our new state senator, Bill Monig. We had a very close relationship with Senator Sam Blakesley. We appreciate his support of our community. I think it's important for us to make a direct connection with our legislators. So we'll be meeting with Kachua Shajian and also our Senator Bill Monig on this, and with other key people that have an impact on votes that affect our lives down.
Take down some information that we had received, and at the last mayor's meeting on Friday, I was able to have some additional information that I gave to all of the local mayors. They are all very, very interested in the program that we're doing here in Atascadero. Kochel was really, really interested in it, and I believe he has made a donation of $1,000 towards the Lighthouse project. And it's something that really needs to be at the top of the list here in our city. It's a great thing that we have admitted that there is a problem in town. It's not everything that's going on in town. But I want to commend Joe over there. I think you're spearheading part of the good programs from the police department. And I would encourage everybody in the city to get as involved in it as you can. It's not just in Atascadero. It's everywhere. It's not going to go away.
We need to challenge these people, and we need to know that Atascadero is not the place to be doing any drug business. And I think along with the balance of the City Council, I fully support any actions that our police department takes against these people.
Thank you. Any other council?
I would just like to thank our ex-mayor, Bob Kelly, for doing a good job during this last year. That we've seen quite a bit of economic development. I would say probably the high point for Bob, at least in my estimation, is when he was able to work with the Marriott Hotel that will be coming to the north end of town. I consider that a real feather in your cap, Bob.
Thank you, Roberta. It was very rewarding. And, you know, that was probably the highlight, but I think there was a couple other things. I think hiring our new police chief is that's another bragging right that I have as I go throughout the county. I think Gerald has just done an incredible job for our city, and I think the whole city knows it. So thank you. I enjoyed it, and I hope to continue going on and assisting Tom and everybody else in making Atascadero the great community that we have.
Thank you. Mr. Sturdivant, a comment.
I, too, wanted to say, Bob, I think you did an outstanding job. You really did. Just and your enthusiasm and the Marriott and NC with Sue, the purchase of the property there on Atascadero Avenue, and just you did an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Well, I'll just add, too, it's pretty tough group to keep up with, Heather. It's a very hard-working group, and as been said, we do put in a lot of hours, and Bob has worked very hard, especially in the area of economic development, so we thank you for that, and we trust that will continue. One area I do need to care of our redevelopment agency to take over the board position of a former board member there, and I would hope she could carry on as chairperson there and would make that recommendation. So if you two would be willing to do that, I know we have some meetings coming up. Very good. Thank you. And as I say, most committee assignments we will look at in January, and I would hope that most folks would continue on in the capacity they're in. Moving on, is there any individual determinations or actions by the city clerk, city treasurer, city attorney?
Not tonight.
City manager?
No.
And did we cover some of the upcoming events we have certainly this week? You might want to mention those especially. We have
those were the ones that I talked about earlier. The Eagle Ranch neighborhood meeting is Thursday night, 6 o'clock here in this room. And Friday at 1 o'clock is the promotions update.
Thank you. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting. Thanks for coming out.